Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number three, the live Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. You can join us, by the way, online at freetalklive.com. All the features you'll find are totally free. That is, again, freetalklive.com. I'm so disappointed. You know, we were probably too abusive towards poor Mike in Indianapolis.
You were, not me.
Yeah, that's true. He had called in to essentially defend the idea that the government should be keeping a close eye on these homeschooling types. We should have standardized testing and more mandates for parents who homeschool their kids to ensure that the parents are capable of teaching children, because teaching is such a profession that requires years of training. It's so hard to teach. Oh, my goodness.
That's why so many states don't even require you to have a bachelor's in teaching in order to teach. Now, we've read statistics on the air here that say that between 20 and sometimes 40% in inner-city schools of kids graduate functionally illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that I can't beat those statistics?
You don't know what you're doing, Mark. You're just a peon. I mean, how could you know how to teach a child?
I don't have to.
This is a skill.
Somehow or another, 20% of students, let's just use the low number, 20% of students are graduating functionally illiterate.
I thought it was more like 70%.
Are you telling me, it's not. Are you telling me that somehow homeschoolers are graduating at those numbers?
No.
I mean, what they're talking about is 1 or 2 or 3% of homeschoolers might have some problems that they're not well above government school education.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we should regulate them for that reason. Regulation only breeds mediocrity. All you're going to do is draw down the homeschooling curriculum.
Why?
Because the government's going to come in there. They're going to say, look, you can homeschool, but you have to teach them this, and they have to
they learn at the government
on
school.
Alternate Thursdays. They have to go into a government school and take certain tests and blah blah blah. There's going to be all kinds of crap that these bureaucrats are going to tell us we have to do.
Yep, it's
now,
amazing.
I believe, what was the caller's name?
The supporter, Mike.
Yeah. I believe Mike had it sort of indicated that his students or something children were somehow involved in this, and I got the impression, and I don't know, that his ex-wife maybe was homeschooling the kids, and he didn't feel that it was being done well enough or something like
probably
that.
Probably something
but
like that,
but it's just one circumstance out of thousands. Homeschoolers are the ones that win the spelling bees. Homeschoolers are the ones.
But, Mark, if we can just save one child from a bad parent.
No! No, I'm not willing to throw away all the homeschoolers for one homeschooler out of 1,000. I'm not willing to do that. Sorry, that's communism. Dirty, stinking, pinko communism.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. And if you want to comment here, if you are somebody who thinks that homeschooling is a bad idea, that homeschoolers should have more regulations put on them. In fact, I'd really like to hear from somebody that thinks that the social workers, as is being proposed in Indiana, that social workers should be able to come around to homeschoolers and inspect the children.
To poke him a little.
Can somebody defend that one? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Glenn in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Glenn.
Hello there. How are you?
Whoa, doing great. Hey, what's on your mind, Glenn?
Well, you have fallen in. I'm getting a feedback on this.
I don't know why that would be. You sound okay to us, so I'm sorry. Try to ignore it if you can.
Okay. You have fallen into the trap. You call all homeschools good, all public schools bad.
No, all government-run schools. All government-run schools are bad.
All government-run schools are bad.
Yes.
And all homeschools are good.
Not necessarily. But at least I support homeschoolers. If you want to homeschool your kid, it's up to you. And I might disagree with your curriculum. There might be white power people, white separatists homeschooling their kids. That's their business. I don't care. It doesn't affect my life. Government schools, on the other hand, do affect my life in the form of taxing me by forcing me to pay for them. That's a problem, isn't it?
No, I don't see that as a problem.
Really? You support forced wealth redistribution?
You don't think that it's in the public interest for the populace to be educated?
Let me explain. I think that education is absolutely critical, which is why it should not be in the hands of the government, sir. I believe absolutely there should be public education, but done by private businesses. People should, like, you know, 7-Eleven is a public store. Burger King's a public restaurant. You can go in there and buy their services on a voluntary basis, and that's how education should be. People should be buying it for their kids on a voluntary basis. Doesn't that make sense?
What about the people that won't buy it?
Well, that's up to them now, isn't it?
Oh, well, you mean you would just throw away all those people who wouldn't buy the education?
Well, look, if you really believe there are that many people that wouldn't want their children to be educated...
I know that there are people like that.
So
I've worked in education for years. I dealt with people who homeschooled their kids strictly for convenience.
Now, what would you say...
Strictly not to educate their kids, but strictly for convenience.
Now, what would you say to a situation where, say, a family's doing poorly and a 14- or 15-year-old child could go out and work and help that family to, you know, make ends meet a lot better? What do you think about that?
I think the kid should stay in school.
Well, I know you do.
And what's wrong with convenience? I mean, isn't it more convenient to just shove your kid off to a government school all day long?
No, you mean... in a specific example, parent keeps their 10-year-old child home to take care of their baby, but they send their 7-year-old child to school to get them out of the way.
I don't understand. What now? They're keeping their 10-year-old home to take care of...
They keep their 10-year-old child out of school. They homeschool them so they can take care of their baby. Not the 10-year-old's baby, but the mother's baby.
Yeah.
They keep the child home to take care of the baby. They don't school them. They just keep them home and take care of the baby.
Look, I feel like it's probably a tragedy in those cases, and I'm sure they do exist.
Now,
I'm going to make a point, and you can rebut it, okay? I think
it's
tragic, but that doesn't mean that we should be forcing people to do things against their will, sir. If that kid doesn't get a good education until they get old enough to you know, work on their own, to move out on their own, and then they want to seek their own education, they're going to be getting a late start. That much may be the case, but for the rest of us, for the rest of the homeschoolers, they don't deserve to be regulated and controlled simply because there are a couple of parents out there or a handful of parents that are bad parents. Why should we be controlled because there are some people who are irresponsible?
You're making my point. You have already said that all public schools are bad, and that's not true.
Yes, it is true, because
many public
the statistics
schools
are a lot worse
good.
For public schools than they are for home schools. The statistics are just a lot worse for them.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
There are some public, government-run public schools that perform better than other government-run public schools. But what I need to point out to you here is the reason why they're bad is not because they're bad teachers. I mean, and there are, but there are also some good teachers at government schools. The reason why they're bad, sir, is because they're funded through forced wealth redistribution. Do you understand what that
is? Wealth redistribution.
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yes, I know what that is.
It's called property taxes in many cases, and you support that, right?
Oh, yes.
Because you're a communist.
No, I'm not a communist.
You're a socialist.
I'm probably more conservative than you are.
Oh, I doubt it.
Wait, you're a socialist, sir. You're not a conservative.
No. Socialist. I'm not a socialist.
A socialist
How could
is
you possibly say that?
Taking money from people at the point of a
you
gun
want to have
in
no
order to
indoctrinate.
You asked the question. Wait a second. Taking money from people at the point of a gun in order to indoctrinate other people's children sounds extraordinarily socialist to me.
At the point of a gun.
Hey, don't pay those property taxes. See when the guns come out, pal.
Oh, you don't think we should have any taxes at all? Then you don't want any taxes.
Do you think that people should have their money taken at gunpoint?
Do you think we should have any taxes?
Do you think that people should have their money taken at gunpoint? That's the answer to the question.
Do you think we have any taxes?
The answer to the question for me is no. I don't think that people should have their money taken at gunpoint.
Any taxes at all? None.
The only taxes I would support are direct excise taxes.
We should have any taxes.
The only taxes that I would support are direct excise taxes. I don't think that anybody should be forced to do anything.
Who would provide our military?
That would be done on a voluntary basis, sir, by people that want to provide our military.
You are a total idiot.
Yeah, well, you're a total communist, and you just don't want to admit it. Sorry, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let me explain now, Mark. When you take money from people by force, put it all into a central pot. I know he's hung up. You put it all into a central pot. and then you dole it out to different bureaucracies and different other people, you're supporting communism. And I don't care if you call yourself a conservative. We're coming back.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Those other talk show hosts, those radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their site. We give it away. Freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Best way to get clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. We'll get you on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom, smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yeah, and big government conservatives like our last caller should stay away from the Free State Project. You know what? People like him, Glenn in Kentucky, he gets on the air and I accused him of being a commie socialist, and he says, well, I'm more of a conservative than you are. Well, yeah, you know what? You are. You know what you want to do, Glenn? You want to conserve big government. You want to conserve the state as it exists today. You love your big government redistribution programs. You love your laws that you've got on the book. And you can't even imagine a more voluntary order, a society where things are paid for on a voluntary basis. You can't even fathom that.
Well, my answer to that would be not nearly as inflammatory. My answer to that would be, he asked about the military. How would the military be funded without, taxes? How in the world? And that's a great question. I like it better.
It's
a lot
an
better
excellent
than,
question.
Than so many others. Well, first off, the military is comprised of five branches. The army isn't, according to the Constitution, isn't supposed to be a standing army. The Constitution, the rule book by which we play. I don't care what
I wonder what he would have said to that.
It's not supposed to be a standing army. It's supposed to be, they have to re-up it every 2 years.
The world changed on 9/11, Mark.
But yeah, whatever. And now, what is the point of our army being in 131 out of 190 UN member states?
We need to be safe.
Yeah, we need to occupy the planet. No, that's not what the Founding Fathers had in mind. And I'd say I'm pretty conservative on this issue, Glenn. The Founding Fathers wanted to not have a standing army, but an army of volunteers that were drawn up at a given time when they were needed. I would want those armies inside the United States boundaries, and only when they were needed, and
for defense.
For defense. And how about volunteer fire departments? Somehow or another, they managed to have big, shiny, red fire engines in 92% of the fire department or fire departments in the United States are volunteer.
You mean people are voluntarily ponying up to buy those fire engines?
Yes, big, really expensive fire engines.
So you mean people who think it's important to have fire protection will voluntarily pay for it?
Right, absolutely, and they'll pay for it. In some cases, the volunteer fire department will send bills to people that they, that they come and rescue or whatever they do.
It's really a simple concept. I mean, in America, there are a lot of people that really feel like having a military is an important thing. So therefore, wouldn't they fund it on a voluntary basis?
And it doesn't need to be as large as it is, because we shouldn't be in 131 out of 190 UN member states.
In fact, if it was voluntarily funded, like any other charitable or voluntarily funded organization, they would have to be accountable to the people voluntarily funding them. So, for instance, if the military wasn't buying the right armor, like they weren't earlier, was it earlier this year, last year?
Right.
They weren't buying enough armor for their people? Well, then they might lose voluntary funding. Until they got it right, until they started to protect their own troops, and then making their contributors happy, therefore maybe contributing more money. Let's go to the phones and talk to Steve in calling from wherever. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, this is Steve from Ohio. I'm sorry to change the subject. I normally listen to it on the podcast itself, but I was looking at this Military Commissions Act. And I'm not very happy with it at all, but I was on the Wikipedia that you guys talk about so much.
Yeah.
And I seen that it looks like it only applies to aliens. Robert Law commented that the act denies habeas rights to only aliens, and then it refers to a couple of different points where the actual sections say that it's only for non-U.S. citizens.
According to George Washington University law professor of the Constitution and law, it absolutely does apply to everybody. And really, what's it going to matter anyway? It really doesn't matter what the law says. If they label you an unlawful enemy combatant and throw you in a brig, you're not really going to get to challenge your status now, are you?
No, I don't agree with the law at all, and I think we should be giving the same rights and the same privileges to anybody else, whether or not they're an illegal alien or even, just about anybody.
Of course.
Rights as us.
Well, because rights are rights. They're inalienable. If you're a human being, you have rights. You don't give rights to somebody. The government is supposed to recognize those rights. And, again, there was a call like yours earlier this week claiming that it doesn't apply to U.S. citizens. But, again, according to the analysis that we've seen, It absolutely does. So, you know, who's right? I don't know, but it's still a scary precedent nonetheless. The suggestion, of course, is we're talking about the Military Commissions Act, just passed earlier this week, which will allow the president to deem people, citizens and non-citizens, unlawful enemy combatants. And he can do this based on whatever he wants. If he doesn't like you, he can deem you an unlawful enemy combatant. Pick you up, throw you in a military brig, and you'll face a military tribunal, which will not be a public trial. So even if you are in there and you are a citizen and you do believe that you should have a right to these things, what good's it going to do you?
That's true. I mean, it definitely would be hard to prove that you are a U.S. citizen, but I was just going over these different sections that say,
right,
you know, that
look
it,
at this,
it's
look
for,
at the section for unlawful enemy combatant and the requirements that it takes to label someone as such. And it
doesn't... That one covers pretty much anybody.
Right, and if you've been labeled an unlawful enemy combatant, you get thrown in the military brig. And a habeas corpus at that point, really, what does it matter? You're in a military brig. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Habeas corpus has been suspended for everybody on the planet as far as the United States government is concerned.
It sure has. Let's talk to Johnson in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Johnson. Johnson in Florida.
Hey, fellas, I've got some statistics for you about the homeschoolers.
All right.
Just want to answer some things for Mr. Glenn in Kentucky.
All right.
Well, you know, on average, a homeschooler performs 30 to 37 percentile points above a public schooler in all subjects.
Mm.
That's a huge difference. Another huge difference between a public schooler and a homeschooler is that on average, a public school student costs about $5,500 to educate.
So really? $5,500.
Wait. Yeah, when were these statistics generated?
1997.
Okay, that's why. It's gone up since then.
Yeah,
I believe
it
has.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, the
and
average is somewhere between $7,000 and $9,000 per year per pupil.
Yeah, and the percentage points have probably widened in the gap.
Yeah,
as
the gap.
Well.
Right.
Now, as far as homeschooling, the cost to educate a homeschool person, the average cost is about $550.
Per year?
One-tenth, yes.
Wow.
One-tenth the cost. Now, if a homeschool parent spends $200 or less on their homeschool child, that child will score in the 80th percentile or above.
Yeah, but what about the parents that don't want to educate their kids? What about the parents that just want to sit
home
and drink beer? Hang on, 800-259-9231. What about those parents? Because that was one of Glenn's primary concerns.
Sure.
The bad parents. It's because of the bad parents that all parents should be forced to send their children to the government indoctrination camps.
What happened before public school?
Private education. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-7311. That's 1-800-403-7311. 1-800-403-7311.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. As we return back to the phones and to Johnson in Florida. Johnson, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, we're talking about homeschooling. You've given us some facts that point out that very clearly that not only is homeschooling more affordable by a factor of 10.
And 10 to 20, actually, because, again, if the parents spend only $200 or less, so not even the $550, but $200 or less, so those kids will score in the top fifth. 80th percentile or above, that means that if there are five kids in a room, that kid will be one of the five smartest. You know,
right.
It'll be the, yeah.
So the parents get a lot more return for their dollars when it comes to homeschooling. The kids are a lot smarter in general when it comes to homeschooling. But what about Glenn's real objection, and that is the bad parents? What about the ones that just don't like their kids? They don't want to educate them. What about them? Shouldn't we all be forced... Go ahead.
I want to clarify my stutter first because I don't want to sound like an idiot that if there are five kids in a room, that kid would be the smartest. As far as kids who say, yeah, I don't want to educate my kid. Well, first of all, it doesn't matter those homeschool kids are still scoring in the top. But second of all, if a child doesn't want to be educated and a parent doesn't want to educate their child or even give their child the opportunity to be educated, good. Get them out of the public school system. Get them out of being with other people's kids.
You don't care about
dragging
children.
Them down.
I do care about the children.
I do care about the children, and I care about the children so much that I don't want those losers dragging down people who want to succeed in life.
Wow, well
In other words, those kids, you know, and I would recommend that someone like Glenn in Kentucky go to either Google Video or YouTube and search for Stupid in America. It's a documentary. It's a news documentary by reporter John Stossel, who shows what's going on when you put those kids in schools. I mean, there's one that I think the thing opens up fairly quickly into the documentary with a kid who jumps on top of his desk, and he's slapping his body with his shirt off, and the teacher's not doing anything about it. It talks about teachers who are tenured, who don't get fired, even after cases of sexual abuse on students.
Yeah,
these
it's an
public
amazing...
schools are a disaster, and anyone like Glenn's who thinks otherwise is delusional.
Thanks for the call, Johnson. 800-259-9231. I absolutely will back him up on that recommendation. John Stossel's Stupid in America is a fantastic, just well-researched look at government school compared to private and homeschool, and compared to other government school systems around the world. I mean, we've got it really bad here in America. It's bad.
I would agree.
800-259-9231 to Dave in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, how are you doing, gentlemen?
Great. What's up?
I like your show. It's the first time I've really tuned into it. I just, by chance, got on there.
Well, we are on every Saturday night there in Indy, so we'll be sure to tune in again, 7 to 10. So what's on your mind?
You were talking about private schools and public schools and homeschooling.
Yes.
I think homeschooling's a good thing because it sort of breaks, in a certain way, sort of breaks the monopoly. I mean, the public schools are kind of a classic example of a monopoly going bad. And that kind of breaks that
really
up.
Bad.
So it's kind of, actually, it's kind of helping them in a way.
Wait, what's helping?
It forces them to compete.
The homeschooling.
No, it doesn't force them to compete, Mark, because they when faced with the facts, they just say, well, we need to bring more of these homeschoolers into the fold, and then they just pass laws. They don't have to compete. They just pass laws to make the homeschoolers worse off.
Well, yeah, that's the final throes of a, you might say, a dying institution. That's when they begin to fight back against something that's good.
Yeah, but they're not dying, Dave. They've got the majority of the vast super majority of kids. The numbers we read earlier, like 49 million of the kids in America are going to government or private schools. And I guess they didn't break it down. I'm guessing that probably 40 million of those 49 million are going to government schools. I mean, they've got a lockdown as far as most kids are concerned, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. I wish they were. I wish they were in their death throes.
Well, there are a fair amount of, you know, parochial schools related to churches, and this sort of helps too. Those sort of course, even those have to be. You have to be careful about those too. But I went to public school. It's kind of boring, actually. But I went to school back in the 50s when it was nowhere near as bad as it is now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The federal government didn't have its far-reaching fingers as deeply in the public school system as it does now. I think that we could make a huge advance in public school by just getting the federal government regulations out of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's in the state of Indiana, we've got a candidate for U.S. Senate. His name is Mark Poole. Mm-hmm. And he's a write-in. You have to write him in. I think he's like the Constitution Party or something like that. So there's something somebody can do in another couple. If you live in Indiana, vote for write Mark Poole and don't vote for Luger.
Yeah, that's not probably going to do very much. But, you know, the Constitution Party, they're okay on some issues. They're pro-freedom on some issues. But some of their positions, if you look at their platform on their website, is really scary stuff. I mean, if you want to really get the government out of education, I'd say go with any libertarian candidates that are on the ballot. And libertarians are better at getting on the ballot than the Constitution Party is. They're the third largest political party in the United States. And they're really the only ones that really want to bring back true liberty to this country. And
well,
yes?
We have a libertarian party here in Indiana. They're pretty good guys, but they didn't get filed on time. I mean, I talked to them. I called them the other day because I'm kind of interested in all this different kinds of political stuff. The guy forgot to file on time, and so they couldn't get on the ballot.
I don't know if it was that they forgot. I think that there's some, I guess, finagling going on there in Indiana with the Libertarian Party. As you may be aware, if you followed third parties, all third parties are subject to increased regulation, increased rules as far as the for their behavior and the things that they have to do and the reports they have to file and the number of petitions they have to get signed. The Republicans and Democrats, they're a shoo-in. They're on the ballot guaranteed because they're in charge, and they do everything they can to the third parties, to the libertarians, the constitutionals, the Greens, everybody else. they set the bar so high, and it makes it very difficult for anything to get done as far as third parties are concerned. So there's probably, maybe somebody did forget something, but on top of that, there's so many onerous regulations involved, you wouldn't believe it. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Thanks,
800-259-9231. It's really just outrageous, really, what they do to third parties in America.
I have to totally agree. They've tried to make it just impossible for them to compete. As a matter of fact, in the 2004 presidential election, both the Green Party and the Libertarian Party candidates for president tried to get into the debates between President Bush and Senator Kerry, mm-hmm. and they were arrested on the steps.
Arrested? Not only were they arrested, but nobody reported on it. There was an AP article with one sentence. It was just a general article about the debates and everything that was going on around the debates. So they sort of mentioned in there that these two guys were arrested, but that was it.
Yeah,
that
it was all just of the barely a mention.
Now this year, over at hammerofTruth.com, they're sort of following some of the hotter libertarian candidates as far as, you know, they've got maybe a shot at getting some votes, and some of them have actually gotten into debates this year, Mark, which is unusual for libertarian candidates to actually be allowed into the debates. And they've really been knocking them dead. I mean, when you let a libertarian candidate into a debate with a Republican and Democrat, it totally changes the tone of the debate. Because what you've got between a Republican and Democrat is, well, here's my version of the big government program I want to create for America versus my version for the big government program. And then you get the libertarian in there saying, hey, whoa, wait a minute. What about freedom? What about liberty? What about small government? Let's get the government out of people's lives. It totally changes things. And they know it, Mark. The Republicans and Democrats know that if you let a libertarian into a debate with them, they're going to clean the floor.
Yeah. It's very difficult to argue against the libertarian platform.
Well, that's because it comes from a principle basis.
Government.
Right. And you know what's really just amazing to me?
And plus it shows the Republicans for who they are.
Right. Like Glenn, who called in earlier boasting about how big of a conservative he was, when in fact he's just a big government conservative. He wants to conserve big government and the big government wealth redistribution programs that he loves so much. See, these conservatives, so-called conservatives, the neocons, you're more of a paleo-conservative. These guys are neo-conservatives. They love their government programs. Love them. They have their favorite government programs just like the Democrats do. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. You take control. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, only moments remain, and this is the Saturday edition of the show. Still enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. Talk about whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 800-259-9231. If you like the show and you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, you want to spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have over 280 of our listeners, contributing $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. We give you everything on the website for free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts. They want to charge you for their archives. Well, we give a year's worth of them for free and more, all at freetalklive.com. So if you like that and you like the show and you want to help us out, then contribute at amp.freetalklive.com. It's very simple. amp.freetalklive.com. Essentially, the concept is we take in your $3 a month and we turn it around into promotion for the show. Advertise, market, and promote. We get, for instance, industry advertising, like in Talkers Magazine, where all the big shot radio people will see our ad and think Free Talk Live is special. And they are. We're getting inquiries based on all of this advertising over time. And it's making a difference. A lot of the stations that, if you're listening to us on a radio station, odds are good you're listening to us because of the amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. So if you want to help support the message of freedom and liberty around the world, you should amp. And you get access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in lines, and a few other perks as well. Again, the details, amp.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, let's talk about prison ships. Because if you disobey, like, for instance, we were talking about homeschoolers earlier this hour, if you disobey the homeschool laws and you don't, for instance, teach the curriculum the government bureaucrats mandate that you teach, you might be going to jail. But when they run out of room in the jails, do they let all the marijuana smokers out? No, can't do that. What are they doing in the United Kingdom?
This is the craziest article. This is from London, Reuters. The government is to consider using prison ships as a way of tackling the growing crisis of overcrowding jails, according to the media reports on Saturday. Home Secretary John Reid has advertised for contractors to provide ships that could house up to 80 prisoners in England and Wales.
No, 800.
Excuse me, did I say 80? 800 prisoners in England and Wales, as the prison population neared its capacity of around 80,000 inmates. This is what Reid determined to do so, is to ensure that we've got sufficient prison space, and obviously he's looking at a number of ways of doing that, and a prison ship is one possibility. This is the Home Office Minister, Vernon Coker, told the BBC.
Britain, what are the other possibilities?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll turn the Isle of Man back into a penal colony or whatever. I don't know. Britain's only prison ship HMP Ware, which could house 400 low-risk prisoners in Portland Harbor in Dorset, closed in 2005. The ship, which had opened in 1997 as a three-year temporary measure, was condemned by the chief inspector of prison, Ann Hours, who called it an unsatisfactory, expensive container located in the wrong place.
Wow.
The announcement comes as media reports said 47 prisoners were now being held in police cells to deal with the shortage after police forces made 240 places available. So they were just like in holding cells.
Mm.
The crisis comes because because longer sentences and high reconviction levels have pushed prison numbers to a record high. There are now less than 100 places left in the system. Other plans have been considered by the Home Office, including moving some prisoners to open jails and deporting some foreign inmates more quickly. Can you believe they're putting these guys on boats, prison boats?
It's amazing. It makes me wonder, you know, are they going to ship them out to sea a few times a month and then say, whoops, the ship just sank. We don't know what happened.
The last ship I want to be on is a government ship.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Navy doesn't sink too many. But,
yeah, but these are prison ships.
Yeah, that'd be a little more,
the cargo's not so precious.
Land. Yeah. Well, I think that the prisoners usually, at least in the United States, state prisoners, each state gets money for every person who's in prison from the federal government.
Yeah.
So they're pretty valuable.
Yeah, but then they get a whole new ship. Sink one ship, you get another one.
You could always find more convicts, right?
Sure.
With the 780,000 people arrested last year for marijuana possession.
That's in the United States. We're talking about the United Kingdom here. But this isn't an original idea. For instance, there have been proposals about homeless ships. For instance, cities like in California that have a big homeless population, they've talked about having ships in the harbor and just let the homeless people on them. Let them live in this old ship. I mean, it's just crazy stuff.
Why would you want to give the homeless people a free place to live? Then they're never going to be motivated to get a job. I mean,
I don't know, man.
One of the reasons that I work is so that I'll have a place to live. I work harder, so I'll have a nicer place to live. But you know, that's what I do it for. You give them a free place to live, they're not motivated to work.
And you know,
seems silly.
We read some statistics earlier this week, actually, on the drug users that are in prison in America, and there's a significant amount of them. I wonder what the percentages are over there in Great Britain. I mean, if we let all of the nonviolent drug offenders out of prison, and while we're at it, let's let out anybody who's been busted for prostitution or gambling as well, all other consensual crimes, so-called, we let all those people out of the prisons and the jails, would we really need the ship anymore?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Also, can you imagine how violent crime would disappear if drugs were legalized? I mean, it would just go away. Not entirely, but like an 80% drop. That's precipitous. It's huge. Because most people out there are committing crimes either while they're, mainly to get drugs so that they can, you know, so that they can have, more drugs to do.
That's
because it costs so much to do them.
It is the truth.
If drugs were legalized, they'd be a lot cheaper.
You're so radical, Mark. Radical extremist.
For instance, you don't see people getting robbed over alcohol. You don't see people getting robbed over cigarettes.
No.
They're getting robbed over crack and heroin.
Yes, they are. 800-259-9231. Do you think prison ships are a good idea?
Frightening.
Let's also go to the email box here in these remaining moments from Mark. He says, hey, here's a couple of questions on an extremely limited government and free market situation. I had a conversation with a conservative friend of mine about a completely free, laissez-faire economic system in the United States, however, without any government whatsoever. It's kind of a question on free will. Let's say someone had sex with a person in their backyard and neighbors saw it. What should be done about it? It's their private property, but others were influenced by it somehow. I answered to him that even though others that see the act might find it morally wrong and appalling, those are both relative answers and don't hold any water when it comes down to it. So what do you think? What would happen in the case of a neighbor having sex in the backyard without any fences around? Should something be done?
Well, I would think that should something be done? It's their property, and I would think that the homeowner could probably build a privacy fence that would block off these weird neighbors that are humping in the backyard.
I agree with that. That would be in a non-deed restricted area. That would be the solution there. If you were in a deed restricted area, for instance, Ave Maria, I believe is the name of the town that's being constructed in Florida. It's somewhere in Central Florida, I guess West Central Florida. and it's being constructed by a devout Catholic. All of the town is 100% privately owned, and the people that are moving into the town are signing agreements that have restrictions on their behavior. They're signing agreements. It's deed restrictions to an extreme. They can't buy, for instance, businesses that are coming into this town. They're going to be allowed to have, you know, regular CVS, Walgreens, you know, your standard style businesses. But the agreement to the business is, yeah, you can run business in Ave Maria, but you can't sell XYZ. Smut, you can't sell condoms or whatever it is you want. These guys want to ban.
Well, since it's a Catholic town, they'll definitely be selling liquor.
So similarly, when it comes to deed restrictions and the neighborhood you want to live in, if you're sort of a prudish individual or you just don't want to see what your neighbors are doing in your backyard or that you don't want your neighbors engaging any public sexual behavior, have it in your deed restrictions that there's no nudity allowed outside of your house. Heck, you can have it so that you can't even be out in your boxers. I know you hated it. Back in Florida, I would go out and check the mail in my boxers at my old house.
That was the strangest thing.
Yeah, you thought that the neighbors were going to get upset or something like that.
I'd get upset seeing your scrawny, pale butt walking across, walking down your driveway.
Why would you get upset about that?
It's shocking. It's horrifying.
Hardly. Anyway, so
go lift some weights or something. Maybe somebody will want to see in your boxers.
So if that's something that's important to the people in the area, they can codify it into their deed restrictions. It's very simple. He goes on. He says, also, what's your take on neighborhood associations and concepts like individuals painting their house pink? Obviously, others would probably not like it and would more than likely report it to the governing council in the neighborhood association. What's your take, says Mark?
Well, I would think that some neighborhood associations don't let you paint your house some crazy color like fluorescent pink, and in some cases there aren't neighborhood associations, so, I mean, that situation's sort of handled.
Yeah, it is handled. And my take, though, is I can't stand it. I can't stand neighborhood associations. They allow people to be neighborhood Nazis, as they call it. It's essentially a position of power for power-mongering freaks to get a hold of. They can't get into government, but they'll get into your neighborhood association.
I lived in a neighborhood association, and I didn't have any real complaints about it. I kept my lawn up. I did what they wanted.
That's good.
It was fine for me.
Deed restrictions are cool if you like them. Otherwise, I'd say stay away from them. I don't like them. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We're done for tonight. We'll see you on Monday night, of course. And then in the meantime, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. The idea.